Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, welcome back to school. Pinellas County today.
Oh, yeah, welcome first back. First day, everybody.
My kids had the worst anxiety last night. Oh, yeah. Well, it was good anxiety, but it was still anxiety. And by the way, let me tell you something.
There's good anxiety?
Well, it's just like anxiousness, but you, when something big...
But you're excited.
Yeah.
Kind of like going to Disney World.
It's like getting them coming to work. Like, you're so excited, but you just can't wait to get there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's that anxiety? Okay, got it.
No, it's true. No, but listen, so here's the other thing, though. I don't know if parents out there have dealt with this, but my kids, I've been going absolutely crazy because... The teachers, I guess, have been switching the classes that they're in. And my three kids, so I got third grade, second grade, first grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just crazy about being in the classes with their friends.
Of course. That's like all that matters in elementary school.
Yeah. Now my wife is on these text groups with these parents who are going crazy and all these conspiracy theories about why the one kid's in this class and this class and that class. It has been going on for 2 days now. And I thought I was going to need a vacation like today.
Oh, my God. I can relate. When we got the list for my son's class,
yeah.
We looked at the names, and my wife was like, all the names seem Hispanic.
Yeah.
Hispanic names. Like, are we being put in a class with Hispanic people? Not that there's anything wrong,
I'm
but...
Sure. You seem thrilled about it.
No.
You seemed
Wait
really...
Wait a second, elated. Where is this going?
My wife is half Latina,
right.
If anybody needs
well,
to
you
know.
Have to throw... Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And you have Spanish
oh, you
friends.
Oh, you thought maybe that they were like, oh, okay,
they were,
this kid should be lumped in with
yeah.
this group because he's half Latino. Oh, my gosh.
We were trying to catch
you know,
the school.
I think Buck's kid, this is the principal talking, would just be more comfortable with, you know, people like his mom. So what we'll do is we'll just...
I'm not sure that's how it works.
This got sideways.
Don't they just draw straws? I mean, honestly.
Well, it's all these conspiracy theories, and it's just crazy. And it's been driving my wife crazy. Now it's honestly starting to drive me a little crazy. And that's loco, by the way, Buck. I know you knew that. It's driving me loco.
Loco and la cabeza.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. So I'm just glad it's over with. But I know, I can't believe how many other moms are having to deal with this because they were all texting my wife, and she was texting back. And then I thought to myself, man, I want to meet all these other husbands who are sitting at home listening to their wives go crazy about so-and-so was in this class and then that class.
You need a husband emotional support group?
I really do. You know, I was like,
does it meet at Angry Pepper or where are you thinking the location would be?
I think they call that the fantasy football draft, which is coming up soon.
Okay, got it.
But
same thing.
Yeah, but man, it's been a lot. So hang in there, everybody. Today's the day. Good luck, Pinellas. Just had to get that off my chest.
Feel better now?
Yeah. It's less drama, you know? It's
I
like, oh,
it.
There's in this class, and then this, their friend's dead. That's why they separated and this and that. And I'm like, oh, my God, it was whatever. I can't do it anymore.
I'm interested to see what teachers have to say. If there really is, like, a draft pick,
I
they all go
is.
In there, and they're like, uh-uh, I heard bad things about that kid from my first grade teacher.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't want her in my class. I wonder if that happens.
Oh, the teachers are friends. They get together. My neighbors are teachers.
Yeah.
And they've been getting together with their teacher buddies for the last few weeks.
Yep. So, you don't want to get the kid that eats the boogers.
Right. But I say, what have you been talking about? And they say, no, don't worry about it. And I'm like, ooh, the teacher meetings? They don't want to talk about what's
this
going on
there? This is awesome. They have like first round draft picks and stuff. They meet up at Wing House to pick the students in
we
their
would
classes.
We would be so devastated if we knew what was going on in there. All right. So welcome back, Pinellas. Have a great day. Y'all take it easy on the road today in Pinellas because I know Hillsborough's been back in since Monday, but take it easy on the road today.
And be patient in the car line. Don't kill anyone this morning.
Car
It'll
line,
be okay.
Be careful.
Yeah.
And, Buck, I hope your child is happy at his class. Everything's good.
See.
There it is.
Point of the
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Just give a heads up on this because all the county's going to be back in school as of today as Pinellas goes back. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. A flood watch is in effect through Friday for Pinellas County, and I believe now that they have just expanded that, but I know at least for Pinellas, just saw that early this morning. So heads up. It was dumping rain yesterday afternoon, dumping rain in Pinellas. And I'm like, West Pinellas, out by the Gulf, it was just dumping. So heads up for the next few days.
If this was a drinking game and dumping was the word, my gosh.
The game would be over. we would be in the middle of a flood warning if that was the case.
I love, too, that you're so into weather, but you've got to let the people know why they should listen to you about this flood warning because you have a certification.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a certified weather storm spotter, National Weather Service certified.
It's in color, too, the certificate.
He got it on Linebuck, and they printed. He printed it out and everything.
Oh, you know what? Can we take a picture of that with me later and put it up there? Because I actually got a couple of texts. People said they didn't believe me. I was like, oh, I'll show you, hater.
Certified weather spotter? Is that what it's called? I want to make sure I get your new title right.
Yeah, you'll just see the certificate. Oh, and okay, you won't have any questions after that. So, but yeah, no, it is. It's very true. We all got a hobby, right? We got to have a hobby.
Yes.
Yeah. So it keeps me sane. People drive me, my kids drive me crazy, and I was like, I'm just going to go think about the weather.
I'm so sad. The weather makes me happy.
The weather makes me happy. Lee Bryce is on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
One of the difficulties we have, you know, being here in the Tampa Bay area is to keep up with the national trends when it gets close to fall, like pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Like pumpkin spice is coming back. And this is crazy. Pumpkin spice spam is about to be a thing this year. You know, spam in the can.
The canned meat.
Yeah, that's what the ingredient is. What was that again, Bob? When you look at the ingredient, I don't know how they spell that, but that's exactly how you pronounce it. Well, pumpkin spice spam is coming out. They've confirmed it this year. It is only going to be available on spam.com and walmart.com. And it's not
because no one's going to buy it in stores.
Somebody made a joke about it years ago on Facebook, and then Spam was like, let's get working on that. They've been working on this recipe for 2 years, and now it's going to come into real life.
Oh, this just, I have the same reaction to regular Spam as I do to pumpkin spice latte Spam. It's just the same as Buck. Ugh.
All right. I was like, wait, what?
I'm not into the pumpkin spice. I tried pumpkin spice beer. Ugh, I can't do that. Starbucks now, they did confirm, because this is a big thing, their release date of the pumpkin spice latte is August 27th this year. We can't even make it to September for a pumpkin spice latte. So you're talking about a week and a half away.
Nothing says pumpkin spice like hurricane season and 90-degree weather.
I was going to say,
right.
So I looked at the long-range forecast, right? Like to that week, the 27th,
what
93 and humid here. And that'll be a great morning for a pumpkin spice latte.
You just have to get it iced.
Can you get that iced?
Yeah, of course. You can get anything iced at Starbucks.
Really?
Yes.
I like them to ice my tab. It's expensive over there, man. $5 for a cup of coffee. It tastes like it was all burnt up.
Oh, probably tastes better than pumpkin spice spam, though.
I'm not the biggest Starbucks fan. I got to tell you, man. I'm just not. It tastes a little burnt to me.
I think they're going to be okay without you.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm just messing with you. But they really will be okay. But
no, it was funny. It just hit me. I was like, wow.
We always have Dunkin'. I brought in Dunkin' this morning.
Dunkin's fantastic.
Yeah, we do so prefer good. Dunkin'.
Show this off. How about them, huh?
There you go.
Here's the reality. I will not be all right without them. That's the truth. Dunkin'.
No burnt taste here.
Ew, it was delicious. All right, pumpkin spice is coming. The pumpkin spice revolution. Get ready.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Any first day of school tears going on out there? Pinellas is back today. It's the first day back. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I remember that first day, and talk about anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's the first day of your son or daughter, and you were given the ultimate trust to principals, teachers, teachers' aides, and really other kids, too. You know what I mean?
True.
So you worry about, how were they raised? What are their values and morals? You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of people in Pinellas going through that this morning. It's all going to be great. Pick up your kids this afternoon. You'll be so happy. It'll be great stories. Great pictures going on right now, too, as I can imagine, as I remember.
Oh, yeah, the first day of school photos. We love seeing them. So be sure to post them on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's so cute how excited all the kids are to go back to school this week.
I'm going to have to do this again in a few years with Cal. So I get a little break, and then I got to get back to it. So I'm hoping the muscle memory kicks back in. I'll cry. That's fine. I'll cry. It's fine.
No.
That'll be my last one.
That's your last one.
Yeah, but call us. Any tears going on right now, call us. 800-992-1099. Give your son or daughter a little shout-out. School are going to a little shout-out. But call and it's good to talk about these things.
Yeah, it's scary for sure.
Oh, it's scary. It's good, but this is a fun scary. I know it's hard to imagine that. This is like a fun scary.
Are any parents celebrating at all?
100%.
Are parents also equally excited?
Yes.
Like, oh, this is sad, but bye.
Well, that's right.
The stay-at-homers are celebrating by going home and going to back to bed. That's all they're celebrating. Nice. And you deserve that, too. 800-992-1099. Any tears this morning for back-to-school parents? Call us, text us, 800-992-1099. There's Tim McGraw, Thought About You, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, we got the Brantley Michael Ray tickets coming up at 7:40. FGL's cash at 8 a.m. this morning.
Ooh, money.
The money. Yeah, tickets and money. I mean, what better? There's nothing better, right?
Yeah, I would take both.
First day of school for Pinellas. So heads up on the roads today. Pinellas getting back at it today. We're asking people, we're getting a bunch of texts here from parents. It's so funny. We got parents that are very emotional, obviously. And then we have some parents that are like, oh, I'm so excited. My kids are going back to school.
Yeah, it's either one or the other. Yeah, polar opposites.
Well, usually if it's your first day ever of your child going to school, it's totally emotional. I remember that for each of my kids. It's 100% emotional. Yeah. Even last night, I was like, I felt... not anxiety, but I just felt like, I hope everything's okay. You know, you feel bad. My wife was sad, super sad. I was like, you've done this 1,000 times. You're good. This
will be fine. That's not an exaggeration.
Pretty close
either.
To 1,000 times. Laura's on. What's going on, Laura?
Morning. I am so excited. First day of school. I am the parent of a first grader and a VPKer, baby.
Hey!
Big day
they
in your
have been
household.
Asking all summer, when does school start? I think they are tired of mommy being at home.
Obviously, you got a bunch of pictures already, right?
Yeah, send them to Nana and Grandma. The whole works.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, man, I'm going to probably, you know, get some coffee. I don't even know. Maybe Netflix. Let's go shopping. I have no idea.
Maybe Target run. Just stroll down the aisle.
Hey, you know what? Options.
Oh, my gosh, I love her. He is a mom.
You know what's so funny? I feel like by about 8:30 this morning, you're going to be sleeping.
Probably. The school starts really early, but it's okay. I'm so excited.
Congrats to you. Congrats to your kids. It's going to be an awesome day. But thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Bye.
Right. I love you. Enjoy your coffee.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
See you, Laura. I thought about, okay, well, maybe we'll do like a sentimental thing where people call in and talk about the first time their kids go to school. Now, all the text we're getting is everyone's just celebrating.
Yeah, everyone's like, woo-hoo!
I was like, oh.
School's back.
Yeah, I thought the segment would be more sentimental, and everyone's just like, in the car line, can't wait, going to go home, watch Netflix, get on Amazon, do shopping, going to have some buddies over and hang out, and I'm just like, okay.
I love that she said Netflix. That's just so awesome. What a great day that woman's going to have.
I wonder if the people at like Netflix or Amazon can tell when a certain district or state goes back to school.
A boost.
Right, because it's like 9 a.m. The kids are out of the house and you're just right to the app. It's and you're ordering things and you're streaming left and right. It's got to be a way where they're just like, oh, back to school.
Yep.
Back to school. All right, 800-992-1099. So whether you're celebrating or you're emotional, call us, give us a story, and give your kids a little shout-out, school a little shout-out. You can call or text us, 800-992-1099. Thomas Rhett, it's 99.5 QIK. So getting pounded with calls primarily right now from Pinellas. This is their first day back, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So we're getting a bunch of celebration calls and texts, and it was kind of like freaking us out. I'm like, whoa, everyone's celebrating their kids going back to school. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I get it. Like, I get it. It's been a long, hot summer.
Yeah, you got to keep them entertained that entire time. And
now we're getting another wave of texts and calls. It all goes in waves. People are like, what? How can people be happy that their kids are going back to school? We don't get to spend all day with our kids. Debbie's on. What's up, Debbie?
People are crazy. I cried like a baby.
Aww.
After I dropped my daughter off for ninth grade. I held it together all morning long, dropped her off. She went on into school, and I had to pull over and just sob like a baby because ninth grade is the beginning of the end.
You know.
They're pulling away. They're leaving. My daughter told me her whole life she was going to go to college up north. A northeastern college. She wants out of Florida. And I just lost it first day of ninth grade. I know, oh, this is the beginning of the end.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? kids change their mind, too. So maybe she wanted to go away, but she may realize that she wants to be a little bit closer. And you got to think, that's so cool that you prepared her.
It's so gut-wrenching. They leave very soon.
I tell you, I
was trying to make her feel better.
I know you're about to start crying right now.
Aw.
Ninth grade. That is scary.
That's scary.
That's the real world of school, right?
That's high school. That's scary.
That's the real world of school.
That is.
All right, let's talk to Stanley real quick. He called in. He said his first day of school, his wife's already up bossing him around. What's up, Stanley?
I got up this morning. I was told to take the kids in, drop them off, and call her to find out what my schedule was afterwards.
What I was supposed to do after?
I thought I was going to get some first day of school nookie. That wasn't happening. I called her. I found out. She goes, by the way, your first appointment to the proctologist, you've got to get your annual colonoscopy, and then after that, at 3 in the afternoon, you got to go to the urologist.
It turns out you are getting some nookie, but it's just not the kind you thought you were going to get.
Man.
Thank you. Yeah, I know.
All right. Thank you, Stanley. Man.
Oh, Stanley.
Dude, from here on out, Stanley's going to have first day of school PTSD.
Like, for real.
This is terrible. People are worried about getting homework and the school supplies, and Stanley's worried about
other things.
His annual colonoscopy.
All right, so for you moms and dads crying out there, could be worse.
you could be Stanley.
You could sort of be Stanley. Gosh.
Wow.
All right, thoughts and prayers with Stanley this morning and this afternoon. Ooh, it's QYK.
Right out. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
I'd imagine if all day you had to listen to this. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I didn't mean listen to this like us. I meant this right here. Now, if I'm volunteering at the pet shelter, this is fine. This is what it is.
Yeah, we're over at Pet Pal. You're going to hear a lot of this.
And that's great. I love those dogs over there. But this is your brother's neighbor's dog. Your brother, Melanie, works from home.
Yes.
And you said the owners now are letting the dog outside more often.
Yeah, so this is his neighbor who already likes to play music very loud. And he's already had to go over there. He's friends with the guy. The guy is a nice guy. But most recently, the issue has been that he's letting his dog out in the yard all day long instead of keeping him inside.
So, yeah. I wanted to keep it going just so you could see how annoying. Because this is what your brother's trying to get stuff done.
Yeah,
like, we're trying to get stuff. Yeah.
He's trying to work. And this is what he hears inside his house from the next door neighbor.
Lord
now,
have
all
mercy.
The time, the neighbor just leaves the dog out in the yard. He doesn't know what to do at this point.
No, how do you battle this?
Well, you move. I mean, I'm sorry.
We just moved in less than a year ago.
I think you call Brenda Wade and you just move. You list your house and you get out of there. So how long, who's lived there longer?
Oh, the guy next door, 100%. This guy has been
there
forever.
Strike one. He's got squatter's rights. That's the problem. He's going to, you know.
But don't people encounter this problem all the time?
Yeah,
people's
they do.
Dogs barking. But what can you do? Especially in 2019, you got to be careful.
You don't want to
anger the wrong person, right. You know?
Or dog. I mean, some dogs are getting crazy, too, in 2019.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But all day, every day, and you're trying to get work done,
it's
that's obnoxious.
It's too much. Yeah, it really is. I get annoyed at my dogs when they go outside and they'll see a squirrel or a bird and they start going crazy. I'm like, guys, come on. I mean, you guys aren't wild hunters. You don't need to attack that squirrel or that lizard or whatever.
Squirrel.
Get back in here. Yeah. All right, so what's he going to do?
I don't know. He wants listeners' advice. He was asking me about it, and I said, I honestly don't know. And I go, well, when I don't know the answer to a problem, I just ask the listeners. And they will always tell me the best solutions. They have some creative ideas usually. So I said, let's throw it out to the listeners. And he said, I'm game because I don't know what to do. He doesn't want to call the police on the guy because he's a nice guy.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Well, that's going to have to be the first thing you do, right?
Well, because, yeah, he's already gone over there and said something about the music and said something about the dog, and nothing has changed.
I mean, technically, it's a noise complaint, right?
Right. But does he know, if you call the police, I'm always worried about, do they know who called? Like, can you tell the police officer, like, hey, can we just keep it between us that it's not me that called? Like, I don't know if they have to say who complained.
Well, it's the same thing when you talk to HR in the building. So you can say all you want, oh, okay, you know, keep this between us. But they have to go talk to the other person.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it's obvious because then the person remembers, oh, well, I know who I said that to. So
it's true.
I mean, it's common sense. And my brother is the newest person, the newest neighbor on the block. So obviously,
it's going to be him.
It's going to be him.
Mm.
So what can he do?
Maybe he could become a police officer and then he could go over there and say, look, I know when I moved here, I wasn't a cop, but now I am. And so I got to do something about this. Not because I'm your neighbor, because I'm a cop.
It seems like a lot of work.
It's a career change for sure. I mean,
I would think.
It's a definite total change of career. But do you want a quiet place or not? I don't know.
But what if it was your next door neighbor and that you had to listen to this all day? And Melissa's at home. She hears this all day and is complaining to you about it. What are you going to do?
I had neighbors tell us to be quiet with five kids. They're always calling us and saying, you guys be quiet.
They're like, turn those dogs down.
I don't know. It
there
is tough.
Kids.
Maybe start off, maybe get a for sale sign and put it in front of their house.
Ooh, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just make them think a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not the only one that can sell your home. I can sell it too.
Just put a for sale sign.
Just mess with them a little bit, you know?
Wouldn't it be awesome if the guy got an offer and it was above what he even would ever guess?
Guess I'm out of here.
And then he moves and takes the dog with him.
The market is good. You may want to think about it.
It's true.
800-992-1099. Call us, text. What would you do? Buck, real quick. I know. What would you do?
I mean, has he gone over there and asked? Obviously?
He's confronted him, right?
Yeah, he was super nice and he asked him about the music and he mentioned the dog barking, but nothing's changed.
Well, you got to go loud rap music.
Ooh, fight fire with fire?
Booty shaking music as loud as possible late at night. Find out when he works. Hit him in his sleep.
Ooh.
Ooh, hit him fight where fire. It hurts.
Fight fire with fire. Kevin?
I mean, if you've talked to the guy once and had a good conversation, I would try that again. That would be my opinion. Just see if that works before you go to more extreme measures.
Kevin is so nice. He's going to just keep trying to talk to the guy.
Kevin's going
to
be talking to this guy, and the dog would have passed away by now,
yeah.
And Kevin's going to still talk to him about it. Like,
probably.
Look, I know your dog's gone, but
I don't like confrontation.
I know
we
you
know
don't.
This.
I know.
I don't.
HR has told me.
Maybe just get a bigger dog that's scarier than that dog.
My brother doesn't want it. He's not ready for a dog, he said.
Listen, your brother's going to have to make some sacrifices, too.
Yes, he
wants to win this battle, okay?
Okay.
You know, you just don't get to go out on the field and win the game. You got to play. You got to play to win.
I like the idea of playing music back.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty funny. Or just a track of a dog barking. Maybe
let's
the same
go out
dog.
There, let's go out there this weekend and just set up some speakers and go at it. All right, we'll get to your calls and texts on the way. It's 99.5 QIK. Brantley Gilbert, Michael Wright tickets. We are seconds away. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. First, very quickly, Melanie's brother is going through a situation where he works at home and the neighbors were letting the dog out and the dog is all day.
8 to 12 hours a day.
You know what's crazy? What if your brother, I know he doesn't, but what if he worked like a third shift and this was his sleeping time? Could you imagine this was the only time he had to get you? Oh, man, that would be. I think that's when we would see Kevin become unglued. He's usually very mild-mannered, I think. But mess with Kevin's sleep, and I think the world's going to know about it. That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's right.
Dog barks past 8 p.m. Kevin is going to be very upset.
That's
unglued.
Right. That's right.
Let's talk to Robin real quick. Hey, Robin.
I used to live in an apartment, and people on the third floor got a puppy. That puppy would bark for hours and hours and hours.
You sound like you're still upset about it.
Yeah, she is.
I don't know that you've gotten over this.
Nope.
No, I was just running up and downstairs. That's why.
Oh, okay.
And I recorded it back because they wouldn't do anything when you tell them, hey, your dog barks all day long. So I recorded it and I played it back for them. And then she felt bad.
She realized how
loud her dog was.
Guilt trip.
Okay, this is a good idea.
So, Robin, you want to play the guilt trip angle, which none of us thought of, but I like it.
But with evidence.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, no, my dog's fine. Doesn't bark all day. Want to bet?
Okay. I like it.
I like this, too, because legally you can record a dog, I feel like, mm-hmm. but not a person without them knowing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this could work.
Even if you weren't allowed to record a dog barking and the dog got mad and sued you, that'd be an awesome court case. Yeah. Imagine going to court and sitting at the table and this you and this dog just staring at each other. And the dog's like, you recorded me without my knowledge. And now we're going to figure this out one way or another.
The dog would be barking the entire time, too. I would just be like, I feel like my case just solved itself here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a new segment that will start next week. It's called Melanie's Legal Advice Segment. Today's advice was you are allowed to record a dog barking without their knowledge. It's a new segment that will debut officially next week. It was a little impromptu today, but stand by next week for Melanie's Legal Melanie's Legal Minute is what we'll call it.
Oh, I like that.
Melanie's Legal Minute. Okay. Well, she'll give you unbelievable legal advice.
It'll be the worst advice ever. You don't want legal or financial advice from me, I can tell you right now.
You can record a dog without their knowledge. Just letting you know. All right, let's do it. Brantley tickets, Michael Wright tickets. We're playing the name game. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets. That is what we're playing for right now. We've got Dave and Paige. Dave, you were the ninth caller, so we are going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Paige, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Let's do it.
All right, back to school. A lot of people packing sandwiches.
Yes.
So, Dave, your category is name sandwiches. Go.
Bologna sandwich.
Ham and cheese.
Cheese sandwich.
Cheese steak.
Chicken sandwich.
Chicken tender sub.
Club sandwich.
Cuban.
Ooh.
Crab cake sandwich.
Yes.
Grouper sandwich.
Black.
Denver sandwich.
What's a Denver sandwich?
Tuna salad.
Diablo sandwich.
Monte Cristo.
Reuben.
Chicken cheese steak.
Breakfast sandwich.
BLT.
Didn't I already say that?
No.
And 5 seconds has expired. Paige, congratulations.
Woo!
You got the Brantley Michael Ray tickets.
Yay, thank you so much.
And now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving. I'm starving. I want to eat all the sandwiches.
Give them all to me.
So Dave had said club sandwich.
Yes.
So I think he was confused. That's not the same as a BLT.
It is not.
And I tell you what blows me away. Nobody said peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh!
Exactly what I thought.
Or Kevin made a great point. Nobody said turkey sandwich.
Nope.
The two most obvious, I would think.
All right. So Texas, what sandwiches did they miss? 800-992-1099. And I have never wanted a sandwich more than I want right,
right
now.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Dan and Shay, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So we had a great conversation yesterday with Dan and Shay. They called us, and Dan dropped the fact that his parents live here. I think they have a place on Clearwater Beach. And he was like, hey, just wanted to thank you guys for making me seem cooler than I am, because you guys play my music and my parents are like, whoa, our son really is cool.
Yeah.
He's on the radio. That entire interview, you can go check it out on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Really cool to hang out with those guys.
Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Dan, too.
Yes.
Mama and Papa Dan, thank you for listening to QIK. It means a lot to us.
We do appreciate that. I bring this up because this Friday we'll be 2 weeks away. FGL, Dan and Shay. Start stretching out. Start getting your body right. I'm going to go ahead and say the biggest party of the summer, FGL, Dan and Shay. And I know that's tough because Luke was just here, but I'm going to call it.
You know how you can rate that, too, besides the fact, obviously, who's performing?
Mm.
The amount of text requests I've gotten from friends and family asking for tickets. Yep. This is the number one show people have been texting me and requesting tickets for. I don't have them.
I've been saying it all the time. My friends, I have so many more friends in June, July, August, September than ever before.
Same.
It's just
That's
crazy. So I love the face of me. Yo, you got tickets for me? I'm like, yeah, sure. Then I scroll down. I'm like, oh, wow. 10 months ago, you reached out needing tickets, and I haven't heard from you since. Crazy.
It's always funny when the last text bubble was the same question about another concert.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the year changes, the last year, the number in the year changes, but everything else. Of course, we'll have a ton of tickets for you, but go check out that interview. It'll get you all excited. They told us some pretty good stories about their shows because they're already on the road with FGL. You can do that at the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Check it out.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Believe it or not, there are. You would know that if you listen to any other radio show or any TV station.
Yeah, they all rip on
just
Florida.
Pound on Florida relessly. It's just not fair.
Man.
It's
too easy.
So let's focus today on, Pennsylvania. I'll tell you, Pennsylvania. I don't know what they're doing. They're at least three times a week we're talking about Pennsylvania.
It is true.
What's going on up
there? I don't know. The water. Something's in the water there.
Oh, what's going on up there? So, there's this guy from Butler, Pennsylvania, and he stole a woman's credit card, and he used it to buy a cell phone at a Metro PCS store. Then he decided to go buy beer and cigarettes at a convenience store.
Okay.
Right on.
So, in both cases, though, he used the credit card, and of course, you have to sign for it.
Mm-hmm.
In both cases, he signed his name as thief.
Whoops.
So
what? What?
He's giving himself away.
The police were called when they noticed that he signed it as thief. They reviewed the footage, and they got a hold of his phone number. And he answered.
What?
Well, he was excited. That's probably the first call on his new number.
He was arrested for receiving stolen property and theft by deception. Thank you again, Butler, Pennsylvania, this morning. Checking in. All right, let's go to St. Louis.
He didn't even forge a signature. He didn't even try. He just wrote thief.
Y'all, this is why we call nutbags north of Florida. I mean, he's a nutbag. All right, let's go over to St. Louis. This is great. Couple of kids break into a storage unit, okay? They notice there's a very interesting comic book collection. Like, they knew this was an old school vintage comic book collection.
Yeah.
So what do? They call the local comic book store to sell the vintage valuable comics.
Well, that's the right thing to do.
Well, sure.
They wanted to make quick money.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. The owner's name is Martin. Well, Martin happened to be not only the owner of the comic book store, but the owner of the storage locker.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Where he was storing and hiding his very valuable comic books.
Yes.
So when a couple of these clowns called and said what they had, he knew it was his locker. He goes and checks it out, sees the locker been broken into, calls the police. Police are like, all right, we'll be waiting in the back room. Call them back. Tell them you'll buy the comic books. It's precisely what Martin did.
Love it.
They showed up. He said, I'm going to go get the money. I'll be right back. Out walks the police.
Yes.
This sounds like a comic book story. Martin is the superhero in it.
Ooh, right. Martin,
he's the crime solver.
Comic book collector by day.
Crime solver by night.
Butt kicker by night.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, those are nutbags.
Butt kicker. That's Mr. Butt Kicker.
Cool.
I like
it. Wow.
You're really into this concept here. Really into this Mr. Butt Kicker thing.
Martin Butt Kicker.
Martin Butt Kicker.
We're on to something.
Did we just create the next Batman?
Martin Butt Kicker.
We're going to have to work on the jingle a little bit.
Yes.
Jingle needs work.
It's
like
work
the theme,
progress.
Like the concept, love the name.
I can't do everything.
I'm creating an Instagram account right now called Martin Butt Kicker and see what happens. It's 99.5 UIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.